morning.
Good afternoon. Good evening. It is your long-lost friend, John Willett, the host of Potholes and Cadillac Dreams. I've been away way too long. I have missed you all, each and every one of you individually, like a brother and a sister. Just feeling the love for you right this very moment. For those of you who are YouTubing it, I apologize for the way I look because I have been out walking and decided that I would do a quick podcast, video cast, and let you guys know what's up and what has been up and what will now be up from here on in. For those of you who are podcasting, Buzzsprouters, all of you, I'm actually dressed in a tuxedo with a beautiful tie. And my shirt is very crisp and clean and white, and I have little stays, and I look really, really, really something. You got the picture? Beautiful. So anyway, I will let you all know that it is 4:04 on a beautiful, what day is this? I have no flipping clue what day this is. This is Monday. This is Monday, the 20th of April. April. Can you believe that? The 20th of May. The 20th of May. The reason I'm home at 4 o'clock on the 20th of May is because of the brief topic that I'm going to discuss, which is termination. Yes, I'm no longer the store team leader at Pop Shelf. There is a very long story that I cannot tell at the moment, but in a few days, when it becomes relatively plain, at least so far it has, that this is what's called an at-will state, and that the Pop Shelf folks could have used any excuse to terminate me. And this one is a pretty good one. This one, you know, if I were to come up with one that was like, you're kidding me, right? It's in the You're Kidding Me Right department. If you go to any department store and look for the You're Kidding Me Right department, this particular reason for my termination is in there. But I cannot tell you all as yet. However, the news that I'm passing around today for you all is that we're going to be doing this daily because I've got a lot to talk about. I've got a lot of things to say about politics, about sports, about business, about Florida, which is really beginning to get on my nerves, boys and girls. Really beginning to get on my nerves. I'm beginning to think, ooh, you know, Maine wasn't so bad. Yeah, I'm thinking that. I'm thinking it. The missus is not. My beloved bride loves it here and loves everybody here. But my beloved bride has a huge heart and is extremely friendly and extremely outgoing and makes friends everywhere she goes. And she's doing extremely well here. And boy, I'm not doing well here at the moment. All this happened last Wednesday, the 15th, and I've been trying to grapple with it for a few days, and I thought to myself, well, the best way to grapple with it maybe is to come on the air. Come on the air. Like I'm Walter Cronkite announcing Kennedy's assassination. You're coming on the air. Holy mackerel. Is that, that's, boy, you all think, yeah, what an ego this guy's got. Holy Toledo. No, I tell you what, when you have been terminated, yeah, your ego, it disappears. I have no ego left. It is, my ego was flushed down some commode somewhere and is now floating toward the open ocean, grasping and clawing and screaming along the way, but it's headed out there. So there's no ego involved here. I've been terminated before. And you know, I'm just trying to think of how I can see, because I have good friends. I have a very good friend who was involved in the termination I was going to describe to you, but I probably can't do that either at the moment. And that happened relatively recently, back in 2018, 2019, I think. It happened right around there, 18 or 19. Now, if you call having to close your store a termination, I guess that would be one too. And that's happened to me a couple times. This one I could talk to you about. When I was the senior loan rep for a savings and loan in Springfield, Virginia, I was terminated. And honestly, that was about 24, 25 at the time. And that was with good reason. I wasn't good. I wasn't good, and I made several crucial mistakes, and I deserved to be fired. I deserved it, but it didn't take the sting away. It does not. It's a very humbling feeling. It's a very humbling feeling to. I looked away. I was some momentary. I forget that I'm talking to you guys. I should really look at the little blue light and keep going. For you buzzsprouters, don't worry about it. I was just being thoughtful for a moment. It's a tough thing to go through. And I'm 68, so it was a really tough thing for me to go through. Like I said, within the next few days, I think I will have the go-ahead to go ahead and let you guys know what exactly happened. But in the meantime, suffice to say that if you have ever been terminated or you've ever left a job involuntarily, let's just say someone asked you to resign for some reason, you know the feeling. It's, I'm very down. I'm very down and I'm very depressed, and it's very difficult to deal with, but I'm dealing with it. I mean, you have to, one day at a time. You just deal with things. The challenge obviously is that, we need to have a certain amount of income coming in order to keep this house, which is kind of important. And the challenge right now is that, again, I'm 68. It's not like I'm 48 and can bounce right back and, people are just willing to open their doors to a guy who ran a relatively large store with a staff of 7 or 8 or 9, depending upon, how things were going. And ran it, I think, very successfully for the better part of a year. If you're age 48 and you have that on your resume, you got a shot at maybe going somewhere as an assistant manager or, manager trainee or, something in retail. But in this case, we're applying to places that we had dreaded applying to. And undoubtedly we'll end up at one of those places, and it will not be fun. It won't be fun. It won't be good, but unfortunately it has to be done because we have a certain nut that we had to maintain in order to keep this house, and that's just one of those deals. So you do what you gotta do. So anyway, that's the news here from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are handsome, the children are, the women are handsome, the men are strong, the women are handsome, and the children are above average. I knew I'd come up with it. I've listened to it too many times. That's Garrison Keillor. So the news from Lake Wobegon is that men are strong, women are handsome, and the children are above average. Except for this man, who does not feel strong at the moment. And if he were a child, he would not be above average. He would be, I don't know what you would call me. It wouldn't be above average, that's for damn sure. So anyway, what we will do is we're going to try to get this out to you tonight, if not first thing tomorrow morning. And then shortly after getting it out to you tomorrow morning, hopefully I will do another one. And with a little more detail as to what's going on in my life. And I'm going to try to do this every single day because there's a lot to talk about. A lot of sports to talk about since I last spoke to you guys, saw you guys, depending on where you're, what you're doing. We've had the NFL draft. We have had the PGA Championship, which I just watched yesterday. And I have a few things to say about why golf is not nearly as popular as it was when I was really watching it way back when. I think if you watched any of it, it's pretty obvious why it's not as popular. And there's other things going on. I guess the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball season has started. My Washington Nationals, even though they've lost the last five, they were one game above 500 and were at 500 for a while. They just ran into a buzzsaw called the Philadelphia Phillies, who took them four straight. But I think the Philadelphia Phillies are going to be taking a lot of people four straight, so it's not going to be nothing to be ashamed of there. I think the Nationals are going to have a decent team. So all you Washingtonians that are watching me, I think you're in for a small treat. I think they're gonna be okay, particularly when they bring in some of their higher priced, I don't want to say rookies, but AAA, AA folks. They've really socked away some folks in their farm system, and I think they've got a good shot at if not a really really good team this year, a pretty good team next year. Anyway, I digress. I'm at the 11:40 mark. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to end here, try to get this out today because I have to go to a dinner in a little bit. And then I will be back tomorrow. And I'm also working on my book. As some of you know, I wrote a book concerning mass shootings in the United States. I'm going to try to do chapter one, and that's going to be under a separate heading. But if we get that done, I will certainly announce it on here. And there'll be some announcements, obviously, on Facebook and Instagram and all that other good stuff. For some reason, X just doesn't... that's where it's going to end up, but I'm not a fan of X, but that's just me. All right. I think we're good. I think we're done. It's nice talking to you guys again. I hope you're well. I hope you're doing well. And I'll have a lot more to talk about this particular topic tomorrow and the next few days, I believe. But in the meantime, please be well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And please like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Please, please, please have a friend. If you can just have one friend listen or watch and get them to like and subscribe, that would be great. We need to start building this thing a little bit. And it would be nice to get some more people on here and get some more people interested. And I promise you, I'm going to be a little more outrageous when I have a little bit more leeway to talk about the things that I really want to talk about. But until then, friends and neighbors, I hope you have a great evening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.